Hey, before we begin, we want to go over a few reminders.
Because we review celebrities, mainly actors and actresses, we have to discuss the shows they appear in.
So be aware that our episodes do contain spoilers.
During the most spoiling parts of an episode, we will remind you.
But do yourself the favor, if you see that we reviewed an actor or actress from the TV show you're currently watching or wanting to watch,
go finish the show and then listen, because we don't want to ruin the effect.
Oh, and one last notice.
We tend to mess up pronunciations of names and locations, so please don't take offense if we mispronounce a word you know. All right, that's all. Now time for
Celebrity Deep Dive. Hey, this is Katie.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive. Here we review America's favorite celebrities and dive deeper into their off-screen lives. We cover everything from their childhood to their current status.
Today, we're taking a look at our sixth celebrity for season two.
She sings.
She acts.
And a lot of people know her as Hannah Montana. She's Miley Cyrus. All right, so let's start off with her childhood. She was born on November 23rd, 1992 in Franklin, Tennessee, which makes her star sign Cancer.
Her birth name was Destiny Hope Cyrus, but she changed it legally to Miley in 2008, and her parents were married a year after her birth.
So for early life activities, she got into acting at a very young age, and she was a finalist for a role on The Adventures of Sharkboy and Lava Girl, but gave it up to pursue her role on Hannah Montana.
I wonder if she would have been Lava Girl.
Yeah, maybe. It didn't specify. I couldn't find anywhere about what role she finalized for, but it was a pretty big one.
All right, so now moving along to her claim to fame. Her acting debut was as Kylie in a series called Doc for two episodes in 2001.
Her biggest role was as Miley Stewart and Hannah Montana in Hannah Montana for 98 episodes between 2006 and 2011.
So now we're going to talk about her other appearances, going back and forth, starting with her television appearances, her television shows. She played Luann Stewart in Hannah Montana in an episode called Torn Between Two Hannahs in sometime between 2006 and 2011. It didn't specify the actual year.
She played Hannah Montana in a 2006 episode of The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody called That's So Sweet Life of Hannah Montana, which was a crossover with a bunch of other Disney shows.
Yes. She was the voice of Yada, the Mudka's Meat Hut waitress, for three episodes of The Emperor's New School in 2007.
She was a celebrity star voice in 2007, The Replacements, an episode titled The Frog Prince.
She made a cameo in High School Musical 2. She was a girl at the pool in 2007.
In 2009, she was Miley Stewart and Hannah Montana on The Sweet Life on Deck in an episode called Double Crossed.
She played Missy in Two and a Half Men for two episodes in 2012.
She was the voice of a skateboarding pigeon in an episode in 2015 of Stone Quackers titled A Farewell to Kings / The Bug Show. That is a very interesting thing to have on your resume. Like, yeah, I voiced a skateboarding pigeon.
In 2016, she played the lead role of Lenny Dale for five episodes in Crisis in Six Scenes.
She played Ashley O and Ashley 2. Ashley 2 was a voice performance, and Ashley O was a live performance in an episode of Black Mirror in 2019 called Rachel, Jack, and Ashley 2.
So now we're going to move on to her movies. In 2003, she played young Ruthie in Big Fish.
Mm-hmm. She voiced Penny in Bolt in 2008.
In Hannah Montana the Movie in 2009, she was Miley Stewart / Hannah Montana.
In 2010, she was Veronica or Ronnie Miller in The Last Song.
She played Lola Williams in LOL in 2012.
And Molly Morris and Brooke Stonebridge in the 2012 movie So Undercover.
So now we have this kind of new section, cameos and appearances as herself, because there were a ton of these. So, yeah.
All right, start us off.
She was a musical guest host and guest hostness for 12 episodes of The Ellen DeGeneres Show from 2007 to 2019.
She was in Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus, the Best of Both Worlds concert in 2008.
She guested and hosted on Jimmy Kimmel Live for 7 episodes between 2009 and 2019.
In 2010, she cameoed in Sex and the City 2.
She in 2011, she also cameoed in Justin Bieber, Never Say Never.
She played various roles. She was a musical guest, a host, and a performer in 7 episodes of Saturday Night Live between 2011 and 2020.
She appeared in Miley, The Movement, a TV special in 2013.
Another TV special, she appeared in 21 Candles, Miley's MTV Moments in 2013.
And another TV special, Miley Cyrus Bangers Tour in 2014.
She made a cameo in the documentary Jeremy Scott, The People Designer in 2015.
On the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, she played various roles such as musical guest, host or performer for 15 episodes from 2015 to 2020.
In 2015, she cameoed in The Night Before.
In 2015, she cameoed in a Netflix show, film, something, A Very Murray Christmas.
Between 2016 and 2017, she was a key advisor slash coach in season 10. Season 11 and 13, she was a coach, and in season 12, she was a performer in The Voice.
In 2017, she was a host on episode 37 of Carpool Karaoke.
In 2019, she was a guest judge for season 11, episode 1 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
And she was in a TV special called The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2020 Inductions in 2020.
All right, so now we're going to move on to some of her singing. Her singing debut was The Climb in March 2019.
Her biggest hit is Wrecking Ball. It was Billboard's number one for 3 weeks.
Okay, can we just go back to the singing debut? It says March 2019 here, but that was definitely not her singing debut.
Yeah.
That is mislabeled. Okay, well, we're just gonna move past that. Just ignore that. That was not her singing debut. That is definitely not right.
All right, so now we're gonna list a few of her songs. So Ella can start.
All right. So she sang, sorry, I'm trying to like get the layout of this. WTF Do I Know?
Golden G string,
Angels Like You.
prisoner,
Bad Karma.
plastic hearts,
Night Crawling.
hi,
Give Me What I Want.
hate me,
Never Be Me.
summertime sadness,
Christmas Is.
the thrill is gone,
Crimson and Clover.
one sun,
Earth.
don't call me angel,
23.
4x4,
Slide Away.
Heart of Glass.
I got so, you know what? We're just gonna skip this one. Yeah, just for PG reasons. So we're gonna move on to Zombie.
7 things.
Midnight Sky.
Day in the Life.
Adore You.
Angels protect this home.
The Most.
Sorry. Dream.
Party Up the Street.
On a Roll.
Right Where I Belong.
Mother's Daughter.
Ashtrays and Heartbreaks.
As I am.
Bad Mood.
I don't know how to say that.
Baby Talk. BB Talk. Baby Talk. We're gonna go with Baby Talk. You there?
Okay.
And Before the Storm.
The Witch is
Which
back.
is, yeah, you guys can probably infer that that is not the title, but again, PG reasons. We gotta keep the podcast clean. All right, Bottom of the Ocean.
Breakout.
Butterfly, Fly Away.
And Can't Be Tamed. I say we stop
All
there.
right, so obviously there are a lot more Miley Cyrus songs, like a lot more. I'm
Yes.
scrolling all the way up and down the page here. There are like a ton. So if you want to see them for yourself, we can post a link on our website to the full list. And yeah, so we've just gone through a couple of her songs.
So, now we're going to move on to her current status. Her current work, actually today, the day this podcast episode is going up, November 27th, she's releasing her new song with Dua Lipa. So that is
very exciting. So, fun fact about our podcast right now, we tried to put this episode up like 3 weeks ago, and we were like, you know what, let's wait a little longer. We found somebody else to go up that week, and then we were like, all right, you know what, we'll just wait till next week. And then the next week we found out that her new song was coming, and we were like, okay, we can't do it now, we have to wait until her song. And so we actually scripted this episode like a really long time ago, and we're recording it now so that we can use it today. But or not, you guys know what I mean, like today isn't when the podcast comes out. So this has been around for a while.
Yeah, we at first were like, okay, we'll do it for her birthday. But then we were like, oh, her song's coming out next week, so we'll do it then.
It just got pushed all around.
So much. So now we're going to move on to her awards, and we are going, to list 20 of them.
Okay, we will list 20 of the awards that she's won. So she was nominated for 171 awards, and she won 63. So we're going to go through, like we just said, about 20 of them. So first, she won Best International Pop in 2013.
She won Top Streaming Artist in 2014.
For Wrecking Ball, she won Top Streaming Song Video in 2014.
She won Breakthrough Act in 2008.
She won Favorite TV Actress Gold Otto in 2009.
She won Favorite Singer Silver Otto in 2009.
She won Best Movie Star Gold Otto in 2010.
She won International New Artist of the Year in 2013.
She won Outstanding Female Lead in a Comedy Series in 2008.
And she won that again in 2009 for Hannah Montana.
Then for Wrecking Ball in 2014, she won Best Lyrics.
She won Favorite TV Actress for Miley Cyrus in 2007.
And again in 2008. And then again later in 2008, she won Favorite Female Singer.
And she won that again in 2009.
Then she was she won Favorite Movie Actress in 2010.
And won that, and won that again in 2011.
Then in 2008, she won Fave International Singer.
And Fave International TV Star in 2008.
Mm-hmm. And Fave Movie Star for The Last Song in 2010.
And Fave Kiss in that movie with Liam Hemsworth in 2010. Mm-hmm. So those are about 20 of her awards.
Yep.
20 of her 63 awards. That is a lot. So now we're going to move on to her family life. So her mother's name is Trish Cyrus, and her father is Billy Ray Cyrus, the country music artist. Mm-hmm. Which is where she got, you know, her inspiration to be a singer. And then her godmother is Dolly Parton, the, like, another very famous country music artist. Mm-hmm. So
she has three siblings, a half-brother, Trace Cyrus, a sister, Noah Cyrus, and another sister, Brandy Cyrus. So I think Noah is probably the most famous of her siblings. Like, she's about as famous as her sister. So we have lots of fame going on in her family. Then her spouse, Liam Hemsworth, and they were married from 2018 to 2020, and she doesn't have any children.
All right, so Ella's going to be taking the reins on the news for this section. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like her forte. So,
So today we're going to be talking about how Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson unfollowed each other on Instagram. So let me give you guys the backstory here. They used to be friends, and they started a relationship a couple years back, and they eventually broke up. So they agreed to stay friends, which is a promise that's often broken. Nobody usually sticks by, like, agree to stay friends, especially in the celebrity gossip world. So now, 3 months after their breakup, they have unfollowed each other from social media. So this may be because of Cody's new rumored girlfriend, I don't want to pronounce this name wrong, but I'm going to end up pronouncing this wrong, Marlowe Stevens. So they were recently photographed together and rumored to be dating. So maybe pressure from her has caused Cody to unfollow Miley, and she did the same. So everyone will be watching to see if anything changes with A, his relationship status, or B, either of their unfollows if they become following each other again.
All right, that is some juicy gossip. So now we're going to move on to the lightning round, which is a bunch of random miscellaneous facts that we couldn't put in another section of our podcast. So we're going to just go back and forth. And
All right. So as we said earlier in the podcast, she was born as Destiny Hope, but she legally changed her name to Miley based on her childhood nickname, which was Smiley.
She originally auditioned for the role of Miley's best friend on Hannah Montana, but got Hannah Montana.
So Lily, if anybody has watched the show, is Miley's best friend. I used to be obsessed with the show when I was younger, so I'm kind of Hannah Montana expert right here. And so I can't imagine her as Lily, though, and if Emily Osment had gotten Hannah, if that had worked out, I don't know. That would have been very unusual, though. All right, she founded a nonprofit called the Happy Hippie Foundation, and Happy Hippie's mission is to rally young people to fight injustice facing homeless youth, LGBTQ plus youth, and other vulnerable populations.
Elvis Presley is Cyrus's biggest music inspiration.
She has a heart condition called, this is another pronunciation I'm going to mess up. I'm very sorry. Tachycardia. It causes a faster heart rate, and Miley has said, "The type of tachycardia I have isn't dangerous. It won't hurt me, but it does bother me. There's never a time on stage when I'm not thinking about my heart."
So her half-brother is Trace Cyrus from the band Metro Station. So they're like a very musical family.
They really are. So I'm sure they've encouraged that, though, obviously, the parents. All right, she had an uncredited cameo in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. She voiced a character named Mainframe.
Her hit song, We Can't Stop, was originally written for Rihanna.
While she was starring on the Disney Channel, Cyrus started a YouTube channel with her friend Mandy Jeru. Again, pronunciation today is not going well.
She also wrote a song for Hillary Clinton. Her single Inspired was written about and for Hillary Clinton during her 2016 presidential campaign. So that's all we have today on Miley
Cyrus. Make sure to tune in next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and subscribe to our podcast to listen to our weekly episodes.
And follow us on Instagram at Celebrity Deep Dive and Twitter at Celeb Deep Dive, where you can suggest celebrities and other information you want.
Also, don't forget to share this episode with your family and friends.
And check out our website, which is linked in our
bio. Let's do our weekly check-in.
We just hit 3,000 listens, so thank you guys so much.
Thank you, really. This is a huge milestone for us, and we hope to put out many more episodes and we can gain lots more listens. So, and we have 43 followers on Instagram and are currently looking for our next contestant on So You Think You're an Expert. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram.
Like at least 5.
And DM us with the celebrity you think you're an expert on. So you should definitely follow us to get your opportunity.
So, thanks for listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive.
Celebrity Deep Dive. Bye.